Hi, Netta. Hi, Netta.
Hi,
This is Patrick.
how's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for coming on and, telling people like how it was and how it is. And I just think it's so cool that you did that.
Oh, thank you. And no problems.
Where are you right now?
I'm in Hong Kong, and we're currently having amber rain, which basically means really heavy rainfall.
What?
Yeah.
That's
So no cycling for me today.
no, and I'm in San Diego where it's like I'm sitting in the shop, but there's pane glass, where you can see the Padres. They have a game.
Yeah.
It's like it really is perfect. It's like just
I'm
ridiculous.
quite jealous.
So that was cool how we met. You showed up down here at the shop. You caught us a day or two before you got there, saying, "I'm coming down from Vancouver. I got a bike I need packed." And that's exactly, what I wanted to happen so we can talk to people like you. So tell how far was your trip and where'd you go from?
So I flew from Hong Kong to Vancouver, and I started in Vancouver on like the 20th of June, something like that. And the total trip is supposed to be 1,875 miles, or 57 miles, sorry, 1,857 miles. And that takes you up to Imperial Beach, so right to the border of Mexico. But with some of the going wrong that I did, I suspect I cycled a little bit further than that. Yeah, I followed the ACA route, so it's mostly down the coast. It's a really, really beautiful route. You live in a very beautiful country.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yeah, and one of the main reasons I want to do this and like talk to people like you is because lots of us just talk about it. Like when somebody comes in, like I'm like, "Oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. Like that's so cool. That's so cool." But there's very few people who actually, are being about what they talk about. And that's, I mean, you're one of them. And I'm just enamored. I think it's so neat that you did that. I mean, how long did it take you to plan to do it? Did you cycle before you, like, did you train for it or how'd it go?
I didn't do lots of training, I would say. Like, I cycle to and from work. And occasionally I'll do some bigger cycles, but Hong Kong's not the Hong Kong Island's not desperately nice road-wise for cycling. So I didn't do a lot of training. I just sort of thought I'd get fitter as I went along, to be honest.
Yeah,
yeah, but maybe slightly naive. But I think
wow.
like because I do run and I do some Muay Thai boxing, so I'm not like unfit. And then in terms of planning, I bought the maps maybe about a year ago, and I just prefer a physical map rather than the app. But I think I booked some accommodation early on, but mostly you can just kind of do it as you go along because I wasn't totally sure how much I'd be able to do each day or what it might be like. So I didn't sort of plan all my accommodation or anything along the route. I just kind of did it as I went along.
Wow. And let's remember, you're doing this on a turn folding bike.
Yeah, that's right.
Like when you show up. Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
It is designed as a touring bike because last year my first cycle tour was cycling around Taiwan, and so I kind of looked into it, and I needed a bike that I could transport, and also I wanted to be able to use it in Hong Kong, so it was just easier to have a folding bike on, mostly for transportation, like being able to actually fly it to where I wanted to go, and in Hong Kong, like being able to take it on the subway system we have here. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a decent little bike, but I mean, it's quite heavy, so it is quite hard work, but it's sturdy. So
Did you see
it, yeah.
our faces when you came in were like you just
Yeah.
you re what? Because like I mean down here in Southern California and I don't know what it's like in Hong Kong, but I know road bikers and people that tour and stuff, they got these really decked out like big tired bikes and stuff. It's just so incredible. And normally they're in groups, so it's so incredible just to see you with your bike. And I'm just like, wow. Me and my buddy after you left, I was like, I gotta talk to her. I have to. her. I just think that's so cool.
Thank you. I suppose I'm a bit naive about these things, but I liked my bike, and some about the cycle touring is just the journey. Like, so I don't necessarily need to get somewhere really quick because I want to be able to see what's going on and chat to people. It's a really beautiful way to see a country and to meet people and meet different kinds of people. It's really cool.
Oh my gosh, I hear you. That's what I need to hear, like that stuff, trying to glean some, you know, things like off of it that I would want to do. Might be a good thing for me to ride a turn bike. That way I just slow down and see everything. You know,
it's so nice. Like, I mean, other people obviously could do things much quicker than, and I'm not a speedy cyclist, I think, even on a bike with bigger wheels, but it is just a really nice way to see the world. Like, and that's part of cycle touring, I guess, because you spend so long like in the saddle, like it just kind of watching what's going on. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. And I recently heard this thing called the speed of bike. Somebody was explaining it, right? Because over here, we, like, worship bikes, you know, and I think they're, like, the answer to every problem anybody ever had. They say that at the speed of bike, you know, when you're walking, you can kind of get bored of stuff. When you're in a car, you don't really notice it because you're going too fast. But if you're on speed bike, you have just enough time to really notice it, get the essence of it, and by the time you're almost sick of it, you're already gone.
I think that's a really accurate kind of description, because the other thing is, like, with walking, you just can't cover the same distances, whereas you can reasonably travel from place to place on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, at a nicer pace than a car. I mean, obviously, if you've got the time, but yeah, it's really cool.
And how long did it take you altogether?
I took about 6 weeks to do it. I would maybe recommend that people perhaps break it into chunks or maybe gave themselves a bit longer, because I needed to average maybe around 50 miles a day, but sometimes when I was trying to sort accommodation and stuff, it meant that I had to do much more and I might not be able to kind of stop and check things out as I might have liked.
Uh-huh.
Because I was only in the country for so long. But yeah, it was really cool. But I met people doing it in much shorter time. So I suppose if you have a faster bike or you are faster, probably 6 weeks is plenty of time.
But that is so, I mean, you keep saying naive, you know, here and there. And I think it's more like just badass. I think it's awesome. You're like, I'm going to go.
I'll take that.
I'm going to go from this country to another country, you know, going to a different country than where I live. And I'm just going to ride my bike and see the most beautiful side of it. I mean, don't get me wrong, the eastern side of the United States is beautiful too, but I mean, pictures and, you know, when you hear about like sunsets and things, you think about the West Coast, and that's what you just did. I think that's so cool. Did you have any times like where you got flat tires, where you had like an issue, your bike brake?
Yeah, like I had some issues with my bike quite early on, and I took a bit of a break and went to Portland, which is a super cycle-friendly city, mm-hmm. and they helped me out with it, so that was really good. And at one point on this massively busy highway, I got a puncture.
Oh.
And I did try and repair it at the side of the road, but it, for whatever reason, I wasn't able to.
Oh.
And so many people stopped and checked if I was all right. And then in the end, a lady came by in a truck. She took me to like the local bike repair place. And then she drove me back to where I got to. One of the huge things I found in cycle touring is just how lovely people are. Oh. You just meet so many really friendly people who are really excited that you're traveling in their country, and people who are just super helpful. It's a really nice experience from that perspective.
Wow. Wow. That's pretty neat. And so you met a lot of people on bikes too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, and lots of people who just like from all walks of life. So quite early on, I met a guy who builds castles for Disney. And then later on, I kept cycling with kept meeting up with a German family who were there for their summer holidays. So a mum and dad and their 13-year-old son, and that was really nice to keep bumping into them. You just meet all kinds of different people. It's really cool.
Hey, I forgot to ask, is there any bike shops you want to shout out? Do you remember the names of them that helped you out?
Ride Cycling in San Diego. Yeah.
Thank you. That's not what I meant, but we do appreciate it down here. That's very nice of you. I just know, like, that's one thing we hear people say a lot. Like, people end up down here at this bike shop because, you know, people go to the town and then, like, to get the gist of it, they go to the bike shop. I mean, then again, they're also obsessed with bikes like we are. But, you know, you go to the bike shop, and a bike shop can be such a cool place. It can be, well, and it can be a cruel place, too, but it's cool. It can help and everything else. But then sometimes you have the bike shops where, you know, the guys are kind of snooty, and I've seen that. I've been in a few of them. And anyhow, I just, as a cyclist, and it was you just doing that for the first time, I want to know that my boys at the other bike shops were nice.
Oh, absolutely. I met some really nice people, and people quite enthusiastic about my trip. Occasionally you meet people who are a bit down on the bike that you have. Yeah. So they're like you're crazy to do it on a touring bike. But sometimes when I encounter those people, it's like, I've traveled half your country on this bike, so I think it's probably okay. Like, yeah, but in general, I just met really lovely people who were just kind and helpful and enthusiastic. One of the things I've found about cycle touring is it just makes you feel good about people. It's a really nice feeling.
That is so neat. I'm really into this. I think it's cool. So, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, did you ride straight up mountains?
What do you mean by straight up?
I'm just thinking, like, on the way from Vancouver to here, there's probably some monster hills.
Oh, there's some serious hills. There's some serious hills. There's one between Leggetts and Westport that's a pretty serious hill. And then through Big Sur, there's some pretty serious hills there. Just kind of do the best you can. Like, I'd cycle, and then if it's like I need a break, just be in the shoulder and just take a mini break and then keep going, because some of them are hard work. And if the weather's very hot, some of them are quite exposed, so that can kind of add to how difficult it is. But you just kind of, you got to keep going to the next place, so yeah. Sort of just keep working up them. Oregon and Northern California are pretty hilly. But there's always a sense of achievement, and sometimes when you get to the top, you'll have like a stunning view of something, so you might be cursing on the way up because it's quite a hard work, yeah. But then when you get there, there's something really beautiful to see, and there's also kind of like the sense of achievement that you've worked hard and now you're at the top. And sometimes the downhills can be quite hard work because they're very steep, and especially in Big Sur, it's pretty windy, and there's not always much shoulder, so it can be quite scary as well. But it is a hilly journey for quite a big chunk of it. But it's quite good because from Vancouver into Washington, like, that's pretty flat and pretty cycle friendly, so you can build up your fitness a bit before you hit the hills, so that can be pretty good. And then the end is generally pretty flat, so that's quite a nice way to finish too.
I think that's so neat, and it's like kind of a good metaphor for life. Like, you know, sometimes you're just cruising along and all of a sudden these giant quote unquote hills get you, and you don't have a choice, you have to go through them. And once you get to the top, and I'm so guilty of this, like, and I'm guilty of this about riding my bike. Like, some days I'm like, I don't feel like riding. But I know how good I feel after I ride. And it's not just sometimes. It's not just, like, twice a week I have to do that. It's every time I'm finished, I feel good about it. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, what do you have any, like, we talked about how nice people are already, but any other lessons that you learned that can be applied in real life that you you experienced on your trip?
I think it makes you into a bit of a problem solver, because you don't necessarily, you might think about things that might happen, but sometimes stuff comes up that you're just like, oh, I had no idea that this might be an issue. So that's quite good. You yeah, you come across these situations, you're like, oh, what am I gonna do now? And it makes you into a bit of a planner as well. So when early on I knew my bike wasn't quite right, it was like, well, if I need a replacement part, what will I do? Will I need to, because I was on a time schedule and if I had to wait for a delivery of a part, what might I do? And so I think those are quite good things, that because it's real time as well, it's like you're just going to have to sort of deal with it. Which I think is a good thing, because then when you're back in kind of regular life, some stuff you've faced, like, you're like, well, I can definitely do this because I did this, so it's not going to be so much of a problem. And also, I guess, like, I'm still a bit like, I can't quite believe I did manage to do it. So it's like, well, you can kind of do maybe not anything you set your mind to, but most things, like, within reason. Like, I wasn't certain I could cycle a country, but you can. You just have to give it a go.
Oh, not only that, but I want to sit here and say, like, when I do it, I just want to inspire one person. Like, I'm inspired by seeing you. But I'm sure it'd be way more than that. Like, really. I just think it is so cool. I can't figure out the words to, like, really accurately describe how neat I think it is. And how...
Well, thank you. That's so nice.
How much I appreciate you having this talk with me, too. I mean, this is literally something I want to do. That's the exact reason why I'm doing this.
Well, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, I imagine to see your own country this way must be really beautiful. I mean, it's nice for me as a kind of a guest.
Yeah.
But to see your own country this way is really nice. And honestly, the experience of meeting lovely people and seeing beautiful things, like I got to see whales and elephant seals and the really beautiful redwoods. I cycled over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh.
These are things that, you know, things that you just, I don't know, you don't necessarily know you're going to do in your life. And it's really something. It's really something. And definitely worth trying. Even if you decide to break it into chunks, or you just do some sections of it, like whatever section you chose, there's something really beautiful in it to try and to see.
Wow. And, you know, I know a lot of people will, and me too, want to plan it out and everything else, but I think one of the lessons that I learned from you is, you know what, sure, you can plan a little bit, but you just have to start. I mean, you're living proof that, you know, you just started it and you got through it, and now you're on the other side with this great tale to tell. And
I think that's right. I mean, you definitely, you can plan. And I guess if you are a planner, that might be important. But I think that, yeah, you just see how far you can get. I mean, sometimes if you're, like, things are a lot busier than others, so some places you might need to plan in advance. But generally speaking, I think the beauty of maybe cycle touring is that you can just do it as and when. Like, you just stop when you feel like, and you can look for somewhere to stay when you get there. That's one of the genuine pleasures of it, I guess.
Wow. I mean, wow. So... So we're going to leave them with, I'm going to ask one question, just the last question for you.
Okay.
What kind of words of encouragement do you have for anybody, or tips or whatever, who's getting started, something they can kind of just, you know, hold on to at the end and go ride their bike and get into what you're doing?
I mean, just get started. I mean, even if you just do something small, like you do like a 3-day weekend or something like that, just give it a go. I am not, like, the fittest person or the bravest person. Like, you can absolutely, anyone can, you just get on your bike and start. And I suppose in a safety way, I would say good lights is really useful. Just a bit, and road smarts, like, sometimes there's big trucks and things, like, just keep your eye out, because not everybody's as kind to cyclists as they might be. But just give it a go. If you think you might like to, the worst that can happen is that you don't like it and you don't do it again. But if you do like it, imagine all the things that you can see.
Wow. Neda, thank you so much for coming on and doing what we just did. Thank you for being the first person. hopefully this
you're very
right.
Welcome.
It's like one of those things, like, you know, I did a practice with my brother last night, but, and that should be funny because that'd be funny to put out. Anyway, so you're I do
maybe
appreciate
be a pilot.
Yeah. I so appreciate it. It's right at 20 minutes and 10 seconds, so that's perfect.
Cool. No problem at all.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you again.
No worries. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.